Interesting readings this evening. We have a bush that's burning, but at the same time, it's not burning. We have a fig tree that doesn't produce figs. So we've got a bit of agricultural tension going on there. We have in the first reading the wonderful story from Exodus where the name of God is not so much revealed, but God's presence is revealed, and he tells Moses who he is. And even to this day, the name of God is never mentioned in the Hebrew world, the Jewish people. They would never write the word God like we do quite commonly during the course of our scripture studies and reading of scripture. But the Hebrew people simply put either the letter or the three letters of Yahweh, which means Lord, essentially. But they would never write the name of God. We have Moses being told to take off his shoes. He is on holy ground. So the presence of God is there. Now, the presence of God in the course of our life, sometimes we see that, we experience that, sometimes we don't. It's very, very difficult to see where God is in all of this. We don't have an instruction that says, Father Richard, take your shoes off because you are in my presence. Yet I know in many cultures, taking the shoes off before coming into a sacred place like the church, that is part of the custom, taking shoes off. And I know that for some of the cultures from Southeast Asia, when I do things around the church, I often see shoes outside the chapel at the entrance of the church there. People delicately put their shoes there as they go into the chapel. And that custom would come, it's quite beautiful, it's very deep and meaningful, would come from what we've heard today. It's acknowledging the presence of God. Our first communion candidates, those preparing to make their first Eucharist in about 4 weeks' time, have been learning this week about the presence of God. And I've never talked to them about taking your shoes off. I've talked to them about God's presence being revealed. Firstly, some of you guys could actually give this back to me, but I'll let you off because you came forward the other night and showed us all how to genuflect. So the presence of God is firstly revealed by your presence here tonight, what we call the congregation. God is present here. So we are on holy ground, shoes or not. The second way God's presence is revealed here tonight is in the Word, the scriptures that we have just heard and I'm continuing to open. The presence of God is revealed in God's Word, in his people. The third way in which God's presence is revealed to us is actually the bread and the wine, which we bring forward onto the altar and then will be consecrated. And I'm going to ask Maya and Tristan to bring up the water and the wine in due course. Don't panic, because I haven't warned them about this. But I'm going to ask them because they're old enough to bring forward those gifts from all of us, which become the real presence of Jesus here among us. And the fourth way in which God is present here tonight is actually in the person of the priest as the mediator of Jesus to perform the consecration of his body and blood. So the people, the word, the scriptures, the bread and the wine that are brought forward, and the priest all reveal this, all reveal God's presence here tonight. So that certainly makes this holy ground. I'm going to go back to the name of God. I remember a few years ago now, there was a bit of a stink, as Australians say, about the Christian churches using the word Yahweh. Some of the Jewish people were not happy that we should mention God's name. And it came about because of a hymn that was very common in those days. It had a bit of a dirgy tune, in my view. Yahweh is the God of my salvation. I know some of you will remember it. Yahweh is the God. Anyway, oops, that might be God saying to me on someone's phone, tell him to shut up. I hope not. But even in these days, to be able to name God is something that is very, very awkward for us to do, because that would only depend on what our relationship with God is and how God has revealed himself to me. That would determine how intimate it is that I refer to God. Do I keep God at a distance, or do I bring God close as I possibly can, without seeing the face of God? Without, for most of us anyway, actually hearing him speak like I am now into my ears. I hear him speak into my heart. So it can be challenging to experience the presence of God. But can I just say that when God says his name is, or he says, you tell the people of Israel that I am who I am. Now you think about that for a little minute. I am who I am. The name of God is simply I am. Don't overanalyze it. I can go back two lines before that, and we hear Moses say to God, here I am. So my presence is before you. And now God is saying to Moses, you tell the Israelites, and we are the descendants of the Hebrew people, You tell these people of mine that I am. That means I am with them. Not past tense, I was. Not in the future, I will be. I am here and now with you. And so I'd like to use this opportunity on the third week of Lent to stop everybody and just to help remind ourselves that when we feel so lost and alone, that we actually have God's presence with us. That should bring us great comfort. In the Eucharist, those four ways that I mentioned, in a moment the presence of God is truly going to be here as Maya and Tristan come forward and receive the sacrament of baptism. It is this day that they begin their entry into eternal life. Not what some people put on funeral booklets, entered eternal life on the day they died. No, their entry into eternal life begins today. The Feast of St. Joseph. Still not sunset, so Feast of St. Joseph, 19th of March. A great day for you guys. And we will celebrate that as a parish with all of the symbols and the ritual. And I'm going to ask you to do something else very special, which I've never asked any other people to do at their baptism, but I'm going to ask you to tonight in a moment. So I just remind everybody in the course of Lent that the presence of God is in the here and the now. And we should be comforted by that, as I said, particularly when feeling lost and alone, when feeling despair, when I hear people say, I don't watch the news anymore because it's all so bad. God is present in the good, the bad and the ugly of our lives. And sometimes we do hear him speak into our heart. Some of you may have heard him speak into your ears. We must acknowledge that he is present. He is with us in every breath that we draw. And he will be with us when we draw that last breath. So we don't look to the back. If we're on holy ground and we've taken our shoes off and our feet are facing forward, that means that we're looking further to the future in one sense. God is not there. If we turn around and look where we've come from, God is not there. That's where the place of regret is in the past. His name is not, as I said, I was. It's not I will be. God, his name, is in the living moment here and now. Because he said, my name is I am.